Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, when we live in a society that loves quick, fast, and in a hurry, then that's how we move. Hurried and mostly ineffective. The best thing I ever did was slow down. And I know that you guys are listening to this, and those of you that know me are going, that is the last thing Irene does is slow down. But I have slowed down, and that doesn't mean physically. I still move fast. I have a lot of energy, of course. You guys know that about me. But the kind of slow down that I'm talking about is the slowing down that made me more efficient. The moment that I slowed down, I got things done better because I was able to move with more clarity and more intention. So how does this relate to the task at hand, meaning our diet and our weight loss? Well, because impatience has become the biggest issue with a lot of people in how we approach our eating and our goal set for what we want to achieve. We jump into these diets because we see people getting these fast results. We see people that lose 20 pounds and we ask them right away how they did it and what they did instead of asking them if it was gratifying and if they were able to keep it off. We need this balance. Balance is essential. And if you think right now that I'm going to do this show on balance, and you are predicting right away that this is going to be a show about balancing macros and balancing workouts, you know, do you need strength? Do you need cardio? Is it yoga balance? Can you stand on your head? No, this is not what this show is going to be about. And in fact, if you have a free hand right now, and if you're driving, don't do this at this moment, do it later. But I want you to Google balance and weight loss and see what you're going to find, because I actually did that when I was doing some research for the show, and I was absolutely flabbergasted that I was not able to find one single thing on the internet leading into the topic that I want to discuss today. What you're going to see when you Google those words is hormones balance, energy balance, articles about fats and carbs and proteins. You're going to see articles about balancing calories eaten versus calories burnt. And I am not talking about any of those things. The balance that I'm talking about, it is a balance that is extremely important, and it is something that is needed, and it is essential in you being able to keep your weight off. And it is the balance in not being too restrictive with your diet. This balancing act is more complex than doing any handstand on any balance beam. And believe me, this topic comes up all the time. And interestingly enough, when I was thinking about what to do this show on, it sort of stood out more and more throughout the week because the topic came up with clients who were struggling. I had one person say that they knew right away that if they put too many restrictions on themselves, that they were going to fail. And then all in the same day, I had another client of mine who's lost 40 pounds tell me that she has yet to go off the plan and have any kind of splurge meal. So there has to be a way to find the essential balance. So overcoming these mental limitations is a huge part of a successful weight loss program. And deep-rooted beliefs can be very, very hard to break once we understand the importance of our mindset. It will change everything. These mental barriers that we have really will hold you back. And sometimes we don't even realize that we have them, and we don't even realize how much they can hold us back. But fortunately, once we are aware of the limitations that we create for ourselves, we can begin to move forward. So, with this all being said, let me ask you something. Would you rather lose 20 pounds in January if you knew that you were going to gain it all back by the end of the calendar year, just to appease your instant gratification? Or would you rather lose 50 pounds over the course of 2 years and know that it will stay off for a lifetime? And that's a really hard question to ask. And I know most of you are gonna say, well, of course, I'll take the 50 pounds. But when it comes down to it and you are struggling to lose the 50 pounds and it's taking forever and the frustrations occur and you want to quit, that's where it gets difficult. So to answer this honestly, you have to check your intentions. Are you trying to lose this weight to fit into a dress for an event, or are you trying to change your health and physique for a lifetime? Now, keep in mind that either answer is fine, and you shouldn't feel guilty about wanting to fit into the dress or wanting to look great. It's for your life. But if you are trying to make a lifetime change, you need to stop making temporary moves and change your mindset in order to prioritize this balance. Oftentimes, our actions are not aligned with our desires, and these desires that we have for our lives oftentimes throw off what our intentions are. And this is always and usually not intentional because we are in a hurry. And we think we want these instant gratifications, we want them fast, and we don't think about the clarity and the intention that I mentioned above. So how can we create this balance? Because it is a very, very, very difficult thing, and it is a slippery slope. So I have kind of broken this down for you, and hopefully that it will help you identify the balance. It'll help you break it down. First things first, this is not a temporary thing. You cannot think of it as a temporary thing. And I'm constantly being faced with people that come to me knowing and wanting it to be permanent, but yet in the back of their mind, they treat it as if it is temporary. You cannot think of a diet as a means to an end. There is no end to this. And so that's why an unsustainable diet will never work. It absolutely has to be something that you can do for long term. And so you need to stop thinking of it as eating healthy or eating clean as a temporary thing. Eating healthy food should not be viewed as a short-term punishment. That's one thing that always happens. People will onboard a plan with me, and they will literally look at me during a Zoom session with these sad eyes, like they're entering this life of misery and that they're never going to get to eat anything wonderful again. That is a wrong way of thinking it. What will happen if you go on a strict and restrictive diet? You will quit and you will go back to the way you were eating before. You will gain everything back and most likely end up gaining more than what you started with because you will have confused your metabolism. And I know some of you are listening to this saying, yep, been there, done that. And so this is why you cannot look at it as being temporary. I know this because I did this and it was emotionally devastating. And here I sit almost 10 years later, having completely recovered from this mentally and physically roller coaster journey that I put myself on. And I've gotten the weight off and I'm 100% committed to maintaining my weight in this very sustainable way. There is no finish line. There is no stopping point. It is a lifelong deal. So when you sign up for this, you should know that reaching your goals and maintaining these results in the long term It will involve you having slips. It will involve you having falls. And it should certainly involve you figuring out how to have little splurges that you can control. I was in this boat for a long, long time, and I was in denial. Years ago, I believed that you could eat whatever you want as long as you were working hard. And finally, I came to terms with this once I became a nutritionist and I understood how diets really work. As I've experimented with tracking macros over the last few years, I've gone through periods where it's been completely frustrating. And this is why I don't push tracking macros, because you aren't going to live the rest of your life walking around with a calculator and a notepad, calculating every little gram of intake that you consume. This is what is going to set you up for failure. Again, spoonfuls of peanut butter straight from the jar, they're not calorie free. So those things need to be logged and written down, but you don't need to calculate every single tiny little gram. So what I'm talking about here is that complaining that you're not seeing results, but you're also frustrated that you are not being 100% honest with yourself, you're kind of contradicting yourself. So you have to put the work into it and stick with it. You can't kind of halfway do it and then complain that you're not seeing the results. So don't play the victim. Call yourself out and take an honest look at what you're actually eating and doing every single day. If you are not actually putting your best effort into it, then you can't be upset with the lack of results. You are stronger than your excuses. So oftentimes I hear this. I can't tell you how often that I hear this. Multiple times a day where somebody will say to me, I should get to eat as many vegetables as I want. Vegetables are low in calorie. Vegetables add up in calories. This is something that you can't deny. You can't lie to yourself. It's an excuse. Thinking in terms of what you can't or can't do also is a huge thing. Tracking your calories can be very, very effective. But I also think it could be helpful in terms of what you're adding to your diet instead of what you're taking away. We're talking about mindfulness and a healthy lifestyle. So people stop thinking about what you're missing out on. And instead of it being this thing that we are pulling out of your life, looking at it as what is being enhanced. So example here, if you are at a party and you are the only one not eating the cookie, you shouldn't sit there and complain that you are the only one not eating the cookie. You're not going to miss out on anything by not eating the cookie. If you want to reach your goals, you need to build your confidence. You need to feel good on the inside and out. And think about it. What will happen if you don't eat the cookie? You're going to be okay. You have goals to reach. And believe me, the viewpoint of this deprivation of yourself is not going to work. You have to shift your mindset. I can't have it, or I choose not to have it. How will overeating junk food make you feel? It will make you feel full and unhappy. You need to slow down before you eat. It will make you feel better if you are the one making the choice. Think about the foods that you're choosing to eat, and you will feel so much better about these goals. I just had a conversation with someone who was away on a weekend trip, and she made a comment that, you know, she's the only one that didn't eat the pie, and she still gained a pound. And she was so frustrated because she's the only one that didn't eat the pie. And I said, well, did you want a piece of pie? And she said, yeah, she did want a piece of pie. And I said, well, why don't you have a piece of pie? And she said she was afraid that if she had one piece of pie, that she would end up eating several pieces of pie. So this is where you have to stop and realize, what does it really take? The mental aspects of weight loss are very, very tough. There's no denying that there's changes that need to be made, both mentally and physically. But as I went back and asked her, how do you think you would have felt if you would have eaten that piece of pie? Her answer was, she's glad that she didn't eat the pie. So she was beating herself up for not getting this pie for no reason. So she should have gone into this thinking, I am choosing not to have this pie. It would have been empowering to her. But instead, she went into it with this thought that she was depriving herself. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the balance that is essential in weight loss and the balance that is needed and required for you to not be too strict on a diet and to allow yourself to have these splurges if you want them. And these splurges will occur if you really want them and if you allow yourself to have them within moderation. And you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. So what else can you do to help you understand the balance that is needed? Certainly, depriving yourself for a long, long time will only end up causing you to have backlash. And believe me, when you are riding the weight loss happy train, and this is what I call the happy train, when the weight is just coming off and you're feeling great, there is nothing that will cause you to want to cheat on your diet when you're at that point. And this is where it gets very, very dangerous. When you are losing weight, the weight's coming off, you're looking great, you're getting compliments every single day, showered with people commenting that you look amazing, your clothes are feeling great, you're buying things that you haven't been able to buy. There is no slice of pizza, there is no slice of pie, there is no brownie that is going to compromise that. But the day is going to come if you don't allow yourself to have some splurges where you are going to cave. And I have seen it happen many, many times where if you don't teach yourself to allow to have these splurges, there can be overindulgences that could lead to this backlash. So depending on your goals, and certainly you don't want to have anything that's going to hold you back from having progress. You want to have a lasting change on losing this fat for good. So you need to teach yourself that occasional treats and or missing a workout here or there is not going to hold you back from seeing results. However, having that mindset that you'll do it later or start on Monday could be very, very detrimental to seeing those results. But one thing I really, really, really want to stress on is this. If this is something you're going to do for the long haul, then you have to realize that you're only going to get stronger each and every day that you participate in this program. Thinking back to when I first started this journey forever ago, if you were to have tapped me on the shoulder the very first few years that I started this journey of eating clean and healthy and exercising, and you would have showed me what I eat like now today and what I do now today, I would have been utterly shocked. This is not a transformation that occurred in 1 month, in 1 year, or even in one decade. This is something that I learned and I transformed into slowly. This is no different than when you were a freshman and you entered your high school and you had no idea where you were going. You had no idea how to turn your locker. You had no idea how to get to class. You were frazzled. You were confused. You were overwhelmed. 4 years later, as a senior, you had things down pat. You knew where everything was. You knew how to get to your locker. There was nothing that was going to get in your way. The same thing goes with health and with diet. What you think is overwhelming as a newcomer to this, such as eating your snacks every 3 to 4 hours, getting your exercise in, drinking your water, making sure you're getting your protein in, so overwhelming those first few years. 10 years down the road, You are craving these things. They have become part of your life. And so you shouldn't have this sense of urgency, because if you have this sense of urgency, you are going to rush yourself, and trying to change too many things at once is only going to cause you to fail. So with this all being said, another thing that I've worked on very, very hard over the years is the mindset. And before I even considered working on the mindset, is the food was out of control. I was on complete autopilot when it came to eating. I didn't even notice what I was eating until I became mindful. And a lot of people are in that same situation. Mindfulness needs to be one of the biggest and most important strategies that you can work on your list. And this falls into that balance as well. If you are not understanding what you're eating and what is healthy and what is not healthy, then you aren't going to be successful at this. Our society is moving all the time in this crazy rapid pace. We work longer, we sleep less, we watch more TV, and we are susceptible to more options for convenience than ever before. And because of this, we have sacred moments to nourish our bodies and share time with loved ones. This has become less and less of something that we see. So we have to take a step back and slow down. When we aren't paying attention to what we're doing and our actions, we aren't paying attention to what we're eating. Food fuels us, it nourishes us, it heals us, it builds us up, and it energizes us. But it can also slow us down if we don't realize what we're doing. And oftentimes we follow this script. If you're doing a meal plan or a diet, and it's so strict, and you have to allow yourself some breathing room. So you need to stop, close your eyes, and do what you really need to do to make this sustainable. There is nobody in the world that could change something so abstractly that they can sustain it for life. I always use the example, I'm not a swimmer. If you were to take me and throw me in Lake Michigan and say, all right, swim for 4 hours, I would never, ever make it. But if I wanted to learn eventually how to swim for 4 hours and I set my mind to it and I established the protocol and got myself lessons and taught myself how to do it, it might take me 10 years, but I would eventually get there. Slow and steady, of course, wins that race. And you guys, I've done this 1,000 times, and I'm sure you have too. You go into the kitchen, you're not the least bit hungry, you open the fridge, you grab the first thing you see, and you just want something. That is not a way to fulfill hunger. You might be procrastinating because you're bored, you're feeling restless. Food is not the answer to these emotions. Stop and think, what exactly are you doing? And same thing goes with following a meal plan. Are you having the pizza on a Friday night because it's Friday night? Are you conforming to eating on the weekends because it's weekend eating and you feel like you have to eat weekend food? So think about that, because you're in this for the long haul. And another huge factor is, don't become obsessed with your results. This is a huge issue when you want to make a permanent change. We become obsessed with that endpoint. We feel like we're working so hard and we're not seeing any results. So it's important that when you are there and you're focusing on this result, that you don't become obsessed with it. You don't become obsessed with the number on the scale, and you focus on what makes you happy, or you will never be happy. Forget the results. It's hard to do, believe me, but go with your day to day. Are you enjoying the food? Are you enjoying the exercise? Are you enjoying all the energy that it's bringing you? Are you enjoying what it is bringing to your life and it's making you happier? Don't focus only on that end result, because if you're only focusing on that end result and you're not seeing those results immediately, you will never, ever get to that end result and see what your goal was. So hopefully that balancing act now that you see, I've put into perspective, it's a very, very abstract field, but having that is priceless. So don't set yourself up for failure. Evaluate your goals and make sure by all means that you trust that process. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about